You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
What up, though? You are listening to another episode of Dead End Gaming, episode 107. I am your boy, BZ430, 1/4 tonight, because Tyler's out taking care of grown woman stuff right now, so she won't be with us in this recording. But, like I said, 1/4, I'm recording here live at Dead End Studios right now. And, of course, we're doing this via Zoom. Like I said, I'm 1/4. With me, I got Granddad Willie.
Granddaughter, 1,000 hours. These niggas was hooping. Trash.
I got Mean Mugger 11, please.
What up?
I'm fucking with y'all.
Then we got Bloodbath.
Kevin, this bitch.
Hey.
The spirit of Tyler exists.
So, for new listeners, you know, we do this show in three parts. We do what games we've been playing this past week, news and topics, and then we finish it off with questions. One gotta go, and then questions from you guys. So, with that being said, I start off the games we've been playing this week. If y'all watching, of course, we're recording this today on a Thursday. Like we live streaming right today, tonight on Thursday, because we didn't do Tuesday because of some prior engagements that I had to take care of. So instead, we end up streaming. We were streaming Ghost of Tsushima Legends. Myself, Bale is in the chat right now. Shout out to Bailey Ocean and Bloodbath and Granddad. We was out there slashing and dashing, dude. Like, this shit was fun as hell. I love that Legends mode, man. And I love the fact that Bloodbath was worried that he wouldn't be able to play with us. So we were like, no, you can still hop in Legends. It's a completely different game. You don't have to complete the main story in order to enjoy the multiplayer. So that was dope that Bloodbath was able to come in and just go out there and just play with us, man. Have fun, talk shit. We was out there, bad boy. Bell up here, level 80 and shit, just out here, just like showing us how to do shit like that. But, you know, we were still, right. Hey, it was one time me and Granddad had the most kills. You know what I'm saying? Me and Granddad had the most kills.
We was out here getting it. You know what?
Yeah, we was out here getting it, man. So, yeah, that shit was dope. And then Zelda, of course, I've been playing Zelda. Like, Ghost of Tsushima, Zelda. I didn't play any 2K this week. I probably play some 2K this weekend, play a little bit of this weekend. And also this weekend too, Kevin, tell them about what we're doing this weekend.
This weekend is day two of the DTLR HBCU Call of Duty tournament. Last weekend, Morgan State won. They played against JCSU. They played against FAMU. And they played against Oakwood. This weekend, I know for a fact my school is in it. Morehouse going to be in that bitch. I don't even care about the rest of the teams because we're going to win. But we're going to be there hosting again. I'll be there. B going to be there. Majestic say she's going to be there too. So that's at least three. So
yeah.
You're going to look out for it on Sunday, 12 o'clock on the community.co Twitch.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to it. It should be pretty dope, man. It should be a dope look. But yeah, that's all the games that I've been playing, pretty much just sticking with Zelda still exploring still. I feel like I'm getting towards the end, maybe. But it's like Ghost of Tsushima. I go and explore so much and do so other shit. I found the dope ass shield. Man, I found this dope ass damn shield. So I think Ravagant mentioned it to me before. He was like, man, wait till you find this particular shield. And I think I found it. But I'm loving Zelda. Loving the hell out of Zelda. And like I said before, if this game came out this year, Granddad, it'll be right there with Ghost of Tsushima.
It's dope. Trust me. Like, when I got it, it's the first game I got from my Switch, and I told you, I'm not a Zelda dude, but I love that game. That game is so dope.
Goddamn, I fucking love Zelda, man. This is like, I'm almost willing to say this is the best Zelda yet, man. And I don't know if I'm just caught in the moment. It's like a prisoner of the moment type of deal, but yeah, I love this Zelda game, man. So, but yeah, that's all I've been playing. What about you, Kevin?
You asked me?
Yes.
Kevin. Oh, I don't know what name I thought you said, man.
Bloodbath. Yeah. Bloodbath. You want me to use Bloodbath?
No, that's me. All right.
Power, well, power? Which one?
I'm going to go ahead and talk now. 2K, usual game. Played a little bit of that. As you already told them, I played Ghosts with y'all. Playing Ghosts with myself. Also, I'm playing a good bit of UFC 4. Been practicing at that. That's one of my favorite games to play. It's just fun. It's fluid. I don't think I played a little bit of Apex. I tried to grind out the rest of that event, but I was just too late to get like the last couple levels. But other than that, I haven't really played too much else. Yeah, that's it for me. That's also all I played.
Would you about to say Bloodbath?
Nothing.
Oh. What about you, Granddad?
So more Nier Automata, finally unlost from the spot that I was lost at for like three streams.
Damn time.
Yo, so the story, now I'm back on the main path of the story. Last stream I did was Monday. Dope. I did like three dope boss battles. I fought that bitch nigga Adam, I think his name was, in the fucking white room, white world, whatever that shit is. So I did that. Also fought another boss in the where you start the game at. You find another this sphere ass shit in the dark. I can't remember the name of it. But so yes, three dope boss battles I did on the stream. I'm gonna play again next Monday. Also, we had the CPU Cup. Congrats to Diogen for being the first ever three-time champ and going into retirement. And also Bebo for being the two-time champ. And it was a dope tournament. Lucas wins again. Lucas is going on vacation for a month, like Bowser is. It's crazy. These characters are insane, but it was fun to watch and see. Also played some Apex here and there. I'm at level 55 now. I got two wins last night playing randomly, so that was dope. Played some 2K. I'm number one in my league still, averaging 50 points a game, so doing that. Play at least a game a night. Also some Smash Ultimate by myself, counting some more Steves. I'm happy that Bowser Jr. finally got a buff, because now Bowser Jr. is looking nice again, finally. So I've been playing a lot of Bowser Jr. lately, really enjoying that, been getting my dubs back up with him. And also I played some Among Us yesterday after Eric's stream with Eric's community. It was dope. So we played, Bell was in there, Abash was in there, Icky, Caramel.
What was it? Cool.
Late last night.
Oh, yeah. I was.
Yeah. So we played a little bit of Among Us last night. And that's it. Pretty much it.
Hey, you know what? I forgot to mention, Granddad. Me and you have.
Oh, yeah. And Ghost. Yeah, we played Ghost, too.
I'm not talking about me. I mean, not the one from Tuesday, but when me and you first played it.
Right. Yeah.
I forgot to mention that.
Yeah, we did
we still got to continue that story, too.
Yeah, the story co-op of Ghost of Tsushima Legends, which is dope. It's just as... I don't know how this game get any better, B. Because
I don't know how it is either,
bruh. But yeah, we gonna definitely get back onto that. Maybe, hopefully, we can do it this weekend. Yeah, because Saturday would probably be good for me. So
y'all didn't catch the clip. Make sure y'all catch the clip on Dead End Gaming Instagram, where me and Granddad was playing, and I was like, I wasn't trigger happy. I was sore happy. Like,
bro, this man didn't wait for nobody. He was like, oh, there go people, just darted off. And the way that he just showed up, because like it was my perspective, the way that he just popped up on screen and just started like hightailing to niggas without even waiting for me, I just started to laugh. I started dying. But BZ getting it in.
Man, I love it.
His bloodlust is being satiated with this game.
Yes,
so.
Man. I love it. What about you, me mugga?
We got a good bit. We started off with Outlast 2. I did not finish the game. I mistakenly played it with keyboard and mouse because I thought my controller wouldn't work with the game, but it just wasn't synced to my laptop, so that was my bad. But didn't scare me, man. I don't know if it's the, you know, because I'm streaming, because I got the lights on, and you know, I'm talking to everybody. I don't know what it is about playing scary games for me, but it's kind of the same thing for movies too. They just don't scare me anymore, and I think that's because I have a bit of a disconnect between me and the supernatural world. I don't really buy none of that shit, so it, I don't know, it just don't affect me. But the game was fine. I don't plan on playing it again. Finally got around to Resident Evil 3, beat it in two streams. My completion time was, I think, 5 hours and 58 minutes.
Yeah, it's a short game.
Yeah. It was cool. I enjoyed it. Definitely not worth that $60 that it still costs. I can see people's gripes about it as far as, because Nemesis felt less threatening than Mr. X. You know what I mean? Like, do y'all agree with that? I don't remember what y'all.
Now that I'm out of the caught in the moment and excitement of it, I can agree with you.
Yeah, Mr. X definitely seemed a lot tougher to fight, but that's because you encountered Mr. X a lot less than Nemesis. Like, you encountered Nemesis at least, I don't know how many times in that game. So I think that's what it was. But yeah, I agree with you too. It was like,
but yeah. Mr. X was definitely.
No, he was tougher.
I feel like he was more present.
Yeah, he was more present, especially during the police. When you was in the police department. Oh, he was. You hearing them footsteps all through that shit? Like,
well, yeah. If you're playing with Claire, well, yeah. Depending on what I'm saying is, like, you encounter Nemesis so much more often. I think when you encounter Mr. X, it was like, oh shit, here come Mr. X. But with Nemesis, after a certain while, like, okay, here come Nemesis again. And it really didn't do much of a difference. It really wasn't even a true encounter. It was like, okay, you got to run from them, or you got to avoid them, or do these little cutscenes and shit. So it really wasn't the same type of thing, the same type of fear that built into it. Yeah. It was more action.
I kind of agree with Eric. Now that I can sit back and really analyze both games, yeah, Mr. X was definitely more of a bitch.
Just like, okay, here we go. Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah.
But like the OG Resident Evils 2 and 3, Nemesis was definitely worse. Like he was way worse in the original Resident Evil 3 than Mr. X was in the original Resident Evil 2.
But yeah, finally, you know, glad to get that off my back. Finally beat that game. Played Among Us on stream. I'm a terrible liar. I do my best though. Played some more Doom Eternal. Still ain't finished it yet, but it's still dope as shit. I mean, it's in my top five. I'm just trying to think if it's like two or three. It's way up there though. Playing some Skyrim.
The first one.
Yeah, bro. Finish that fucking game.
You're tripping, B. Come on, get it done.
Well, Doom Eternal. Well, is Doom 2016 on Game Pass now? I don't know. But whenever you get your Series S, you can handle all that. You can, you know, right your wrongs. But playing Skyrim with my eyes now, so that's fun. Got the game looking beautiful as it can look on Xbox One X. Old school Saturday was Zombies Ate My Neighbors with Koi Kid. That shit is a bitch. That shit was, it's a bitch. I don't know how else to describe it. I remember it being hard as shit as a kid, but I think, I don't know, it feels harder now, even as an adult. I think I got further, but I'm just like way more aware of how much of a bitch that game actually is. And lastly, Apex Legends. I've had not the greatest week on Apex. I've been playing a lot with Abashed. Abashed plays on PC, so I've been in a lot of PC lobbies. That's not been going great for me.
Play your game in PC that you got?
I'm sure I can, but I'm not going to.
Okay.
But yeah, let me see. I got a dub with, I think, Koi Kid and Ikea, or maybe something like that. But anyway, me, Rigo, Abash played. Yeah, we won twice. Okay, Koi, thanks for the reminder. So I won twice with Koi and Ikki. And last night, I won three times in a row with Abash, Rigo. So ended it off the week pretty nice.
And that's what's up, man. I don't think I caught a lot of you. I think the only stream I caught is when you was playing a little bit of Resident Evil 3.
Mm-hmm. I didn't stream Apex though. We all spooky, Alma.
I'm just thinking of your streams. I don't think the only stream I caught of yours was when you did Resident Evil 3. I don't remember catching any of your other streams.
Gotcha.
I try to catch y'all streams as much as possible.
Yeah, man.
So I can come in the chat and sabotage. But
we'd be busy.
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't get a chance to catch any of your other streams. I forgot why I didn't catch Old School Saturday. Oh, because I was out of town. That's why. Old School Saturday. All right, cool. That's what's up.
Yeah, man.
All right, so on the topics. First topic, and this is hilarious. I'm so glad that Bloodbath brought this one to the show because, man, when this shit happened, I think I brought it to y'all first when I first saw it. I had mentioned y'all on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
But PlayStation. Right now, they have a free theme, PlayStation 4 theme that you can put, you know, on the IU screen when you first turn your PlayStation on. They got the Black Lives Matter, of course, you know, hashtag Black Lives Matter with the black fist coming up or whatever. And of course, everybody, you know, people were in their feelings like big time. Like when I saw that, and then when I read the comments, I read like maybe up to like 20 comments. And then I was like, okay, I got to show this to the crew. This shit is It's hilarious, man. This is like, why are they getting mad just because? Oh, and shout out to you, Mean Mugger 11, for putting that picture up with me and Ken. Granddad wearing our Ku Klux Klan.
Nah. Why you bring that back?
that shit was hilarious. I was cracking up when Mean Mugger posted that
play
shit.
KK, like, man.
I bring this picture back. But yeah, man, it's like when you see that, it's like, why are people so upset? Because it's not like, and shout out to you, Bloodbath, because you said a funny ass tweet too to that response. But it's not like PlayStation is making you get it. It's not saying when you turn it on, it's gonna automatically show up. You can get the theme, or you can keep your theme that you already had on your PlayStation. I don't understand. Well, I ain't gonna say I don't understand. Of course I know why. But the fact that people are so in their feelings, and in the comments talking about some people talking about, well, yeah, that's cool. I was going to give me an Xbox anyway. And yeah, they go to picture. They go to picture. Look at them. Look at
them. Bro, take that off the screen.
That's hilarious. That's hilarious. But yeah, man, like the fact that it just rubbed a lot of people the wrong way, which, you know, is expected. You know, it just shows you it kind of makes me think, like, it just shows you how the gaming community feels about me, feels about you guys, feels about Tyler. Like, it's just like, oh, golly, it's just, this shit is crazy, man. This shit is so crazy. But yeah, I laugh. I thought this shit was funny because it's like, if y'all are really that butthurt over a theme that they're not making you use, it's literally your choice if you want to get that theme. Like, that shit is crazy.
Yeah, I don't understand how people get upset by something that's not required or forced upon them to have. Like, honestly, you don't want it, don't get it. And I get it. Like, it's simple. But it's the fact that people feel like, oh, they're trying to push this agenda into my gaming space now, and I don't like it. Like, bro, like, just calm down, okay? Right. Look, it's a wallpaper. It's a theme. It ain't like you turn on your PlayStation and before every game you play, you hear Black Lives Matter advertisements all over the place and shooting through your games and running through with your characters. We're wearing t-shirts and sitting. They just over and over again. It's just they put a theme out, and it just goes to show how people really do feel. Not all people, but of course, but some people really do feel about all this. And people got their own thoughts and, you know, reasonings and beliefs about shit and whatever. But look, if you don't like it, it's just like anything else. Something you don't like, and you don't have to be exposed to it, then don't. And just let live and let live. Like, it's simple. But people now are saying, oh, I'm not getting a PS5 or I'm going to get a Series X now. Nigga, fine. And that's more for us then. Nigga, we going to get shit. So what?
They, like, you know damn well they ass getting the damn.
They still going to get they still going to turn that shit on when it come out in November. They pre-order that shit. They still going to use that shit. So yeah, it's just people reacting for the sake of reacting. And it's not going to, I mean, it ain't hurting nobody. People want to, you know, just start a ruckus and start a fuss because it's Twitter, you know, and they always got some shit to say.
Complaining so, just to be complaining, man.
Right. It's like it's not as serious as people were making it seem for real. But hey, you know, that's what we live in.
Shout out, hey, Meme Mug, if you can pull up Bloodbath's tweet.
Oh yeah.
Fucking hilarious, dude.
I saw it coming though, because I remember before he even sent it to us, I had saw it earlier today across my timeline, and I actually scrolled it for a couple minutes to see how many crazy comments I would see, and I just left. I was like, all right, this is what I expected. And then by the time you sent it to me, more people had tweeted. I was like, this is worse than before. It's only getting stronger. But I was like, oh shit.
Yeah, it's like 90% of the first set of comments I saw was just all of them just complaining and saying, I'm canceling my pre-order. I don't want politics in my games. I don't want this and that. I'm like, bruh.
A lot of them were just really upset. Like
they were upset. Or it's like, I can't believe that you're supporting this. You know, Xbox wouldn't do this. I'm like, Xbox also kind of agreed. Like, no matter what you get, people are all saying the same thing. So, like, I guess you just want to have fun not playing video games next generation. If you're up in arms about this.
Maybe they're gonna play on the PC Master Race, which technically is racist thing to say,
right? Master Race, right? Yeah,
it's a very racist thing to say. That's why I really say PC Master Race, because I know the connotations of what that means. So,
right,
that's the only option unless they want to play on Nintendo. But then
they don't get a Stadia. Watch Stadia sales about to go through the roof, y'all.
Stadia and Amazon Luna finna be popping.
I know, right? Yeah, man. That shit was hilarious. Man, I could, that shit is funny, man. What you think about it, Aaron?
Yeah, it's hard to be on the internet as long as I have been and be surprised by this.
Yeah.
I do want to make sure that I don't label it as like a gamer thing, because the thing about the internet in itself, the nature of it is the anonymity of it and the ability to say whatever the fuck you want. So mm-hmm. when a lot of us were playing, you know, Modern Warfare for the first time, Halo 3 for the first time, or Halo 2 for the first time online or whatever, that's when a lot of kids first encountered overt racism. And that's because they first encountered people who were fully anonymous, like literally just voices and fake names that they made up. So, you know, Facebook people, they be racist as shit sometimes. You know, they you know, like Twitter people, they all be just racist as shit when they have the opportunity to be that. And a lot of times, you know, people even on camera and, you know, they start losing jobs and shit. But you give people Twitter, they're going to say what they're going to have to say.
Yeah,
and
Twitter fingers going to be popping.
I really didn't feel no type of way about it, because I was just like, all right. Well, I mean, this is expected.
Right.
It doesn't even hurt. I already know how this shit.
Exactly. No, nothing was shocking about this at all. It's just funny at this point. Like, y'all really going this deep for this?
I wonder if PlayStation expected this, though, because I don't know if PlayStation is like has that many black people. I don't know, on that level.
I would hope they expect it. I think they have their fingers on the pulse of the industry and know how people react to certain things, and they want to be on the quote-unquote right side of history. Right. Yep, exactly. So
I don't know if they saw this coming. We saw this coming.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm pretty sure they did, and of course they knew there was going to be some people who came out of war, but they like I said, they want to be on the right side of history, so, you know, it's going to blow over as everything else does on Twitter. People gonna move to something else in a week.
Yeah. Once the games and the system start dropping, all that's gonna be forgiven. They gonna all forget.
That theme wasn't even that fine.
Not at all.
Not at all.
All the themes I download are usually dynamic themes because I like it. Like, I got the Last of Us one where like it's got the car that's on fire. I love it. Great ambiance. I got the other Last of Us one where it's a beach scene with the little waves and shit. Great themes. Got like two more. This theme is just a plain black screen with some yellow font. It's basically our logo. So it's just like, as far as I'm concerned, they're just like, dog, y'all serious? Like, y'all didn't put no effort into this. Yeah. That's what hurt me the most. I wanted that shit to be static. Yeah. I wanted to move. That is what it is. Black people can never have no popping ass theme.
We can't have no popping ass theme, you said?
Yeah, nothing.
On the only popping theme we allowed to have is Lift Every Voice.
Damn. All right. So,
people who don't know, by the way, Lift Every Voice is the Negro National Anthem. I know some of y'all might not know that.
Some people might not. Man, when I saw you that shit, man, I was...
If you don't know, y'all, after the stream, go to YouTube and look it up and indulge yourself.
Dude, I was cracking up. Damn, I was cracking up. All right, so Bloodbath, yo game, man, 2K.
The groans from Eric says it all.
It's just like, bullshit. Like Tom repeating itself. We in a fucking death loop, bro. Fuck Bethesda.
Fuck up. Hey, Kim, ain't that your game? It's all of our game now.
Nah, it ain't my game. I just play it. It's different.
The pregame ads, you know, of course, for those that play 2K, you know, I know Granddad has seen it, Bloodbath has seen it. Whenever you're in the game, the pregame loads up, they got the NBA TV, the episodes and all that stuff, and they got the run on ads as well. So, you know, now 2K, they plan on to move those placements of those ads in the future, which I'm assuming they're probably going to do that. I have a feeling they might not do it for the PS, the current generations. But I definitely think they're going to do that for the next Xbox Series X and PS5. That's just me. I think they're only going to do it. They're going to focus on the next gen. I don't think they're going to do anything for PS4 and Xbox One to remove the ads. At least that's what I think.
So they were saying that the ads got put in the wrong place. And by wrong place, I thought they meant inside the game in general.
Exactly.
Apparently, they're not supposed to play at that time. But it's like, They keep doing this. Like
they knew what they was doing.
They knew what they was doing.
And we're not stupid. Like, I don't know.
They've been doing this since like what, 2K17, right?
They keep putting in ads, and then people get upset, and then they say, "Oh, we're sorry, we're gonna take them out."
Right.
Why you keep making this same mistake? Like,
oh, that's, maybe they forgot. Maybe they forgot. Throw it in there.
Nah, bro. Nah. Ain't no such thing as being sorry if you don't change your actions. Like, as far as I'm concerned. So it's
they
like,
don't give a look, they don't give a damn. Look, I remember because I was playing and I was like, okay, here go 2K TV. No, I was like, okay, I expected 2K TV.
That's normal.
And I'm seeing some Oculus Rift commercial. I'm like, huh? Oh, they brought the ads back. Oh, they think they slick. And I was like, all right.
Because, like, at least it's not a whole ass commercial like them Skyfall commercials, no Snowfall commercials. Right. It's very good. Them Snowfall commercials was intense. There was whole ass TV commercials for Snowfall. These little Oculus commercials, like 15 seconds, but still, I don't need right.
No advertising. No, they're trying to baby step it. They're going to start with these little Oculus, little 15 second spots. Next thing you know, whole ass 3 minutes, like he watching an NBA game, whole like- ass 3 minute commercial break.
I feel like we said that last time, like the first time this happened, we were like, this is a test to see if people are going to tolerate this shit. When they made the game $3 and then threw in ads, it's like, all right, $60 ads. Tell y'all,
right.
You give them an inch, they will take a mile. This is a slippery fucking slope. And they're going to continue to do this shit because people
are going to continue to. They're going to slip up every year. Every year they're going to slip up and throw some ads in there. And I'm not with the shit. I'm really not.
You're going to get an ad before you hit the start button.
Yeah, no, you is.
The game already has enough ads in it. Everything in the game is an ad, technically.
You can never have enough ad if you a bit. You look, if they paying, you can never have enough ads. Look, they're making that ad money. They don't give a fuck.
Everything outside of the actual basketball gameplay is an ad. All the stores, ads. All the shoe deals, ad. All the
clothes. And they're going to add some more ads on your ass.
I want to know where they want to put the ads. Because they didn't want it in the pregame introduction. Like, where do they want it? Like, halftime show? You know? Like, it's going to be somewhere.
It's going to be somewhere. It's going to pop up on the bottom of the screen when you're playing. We know you're in the middle of a heated game, but this option is worth $2.99. Cheetos.
I see people in the chat saying UFC did this. I still say the UFC ads is different.
How is it different?
They are different, but fuck them too.
The UFC ads look just like the ads that would happen when you actually watch an MMA event. It's not like a whole commercial. It would just be like a picture, and it has to like that. UFC and all MMA, they have ads all the time. Like, you can't avoid them in the actual sport. So those, like, it made sense because, like, one, it makes it more immersive, like the real sport. And two, it makes sense because they can get paid off of that by the fake immersion and get, you know what I'm saying, get the same ad out. This is extra. I ain't never seen the, like, I guess this is their commercial break in basketball, but nah, we ain't doing that, player. That's not how this shit go. This shit is different. Like, I don't fuck this. They need to cut it out, bro. So I'm one of them people where I really don't be fucking with 2K like that. It's our only basketball game we got. So like, what else? It's like niggas who complain about Madden every year. It's like, you know, it's the only football game you got. So like, it is
right. Right. And that's why they do it, because they're the only game.
Shit together. EA, please. Get live good.
Watch live. Give you some live ads.
Ads in your game.
Yeah, I don't know if live coming back, man. Live been so much. So live haven't been the same since like 2006.
Live been dead. We talking about
live is literally dead. But I still would rather support live than keep supporting. You know what I'm saying? 2K. I feel like live. They going. It's only gonna take them a couple years to get good. It's only going to take two or three. I knew that live was falling off when they took out EA Sports. It's in the game. When they stopped saying that shit in the beginning, I knew the game wasn't going to be good no more.
Well, until I don't want EA to bring no live. They need
you
to
say Fight Night, nigga. We know.
Yeah, they need to bring a Fight Night.
Look, BZ, I'm with you. We're going down this hill together. Look, we need this.
I actually saw there is another boxing game in development, but it's not by EA. It's like this smaller independent studio, and they got
some. You don't give a fuck them niggas. No, we ain't asked for that. We have some fights nights.
It's official. They already got licensed boxers and like actual like venues. They got licensed organizations. Like they got
the gameplay is dope, and they got a good selection of boxers. I'm willing to give it a try.
If it's a legitimate boxing game and it ain't no bullshit,
they got licensed boxers, licensed titles and everything.
How many? Like two.
No, they said they got the WBO and WBC so far. But I know they've been like scanning their boxes. From what I'm going to find it. I'm going to post it in the chat right
now. All right, we'll see.
And then hopefully I'll be able to Eric put a video up and we can circle back to this. Because I've seen clips of it. It looks good.
All right. Because we need a legitimate boxing game in the world again. So
Lord have mercy. All right. So I know Eric mentioned about playing Among Us. Well, we had someone in the politics get into playing, had a crazy stream. I want to say her stream numbers was like kind of crazy.
Crazy. Like 400,000 viewers.
Yeah. Alexandra Cortez, she also known as AOC. She streamed Among Us. She had a multiplayer Among Us with, was it like with other like famous people?
Other big streamers.
Yeah, big streamers or whatever. So it was funny because I saw a tweet that Naturally Nate, shout out to Naturally Nate. She tweeted, she thought she heard Meme Mugga on her stream. Meme Mugga, is this you? Me. And then when I listened to it, I was like, damn, that shit.
It did sound a little bit like you. So I was like, wait a minute. It did
sound like him. I was like, damn, Meme Mugga for making an appearance and ain't say shit.
That's
like,
how I sound when I wake up.
That's like, I was like, yo, but yeah, I think that, and it just shows, like I said before, man, how like a game so with a simple concept like that is blowing up. Like now, I think this game is already blew up, but now that she, you know, played it and streamed it, I think we're gonna get to start more of some other, like, there's gonna be some other famous or celebrities that's gonna like stream this game or try to go on Twitch and stream this game because it's definitely getting popular now. And I mean, you know, I think she was trying to do it to like kind of push people to like vote, but mm-hmm. I don't think people got away from that stream playing the game with her wanting to vote. I think they were just like, yo, this is cool. Seeing her interact, seeing she can be a good liar and everything. And I don't know if they got that idea of voting, which I hope they did, but you know, I think it's pretty cool to see, you know, some celebrities getting a simple game like that and make it popular. You know what I'm saying? I didn't watch the stream. I think I was at the studio, so I didn't get a chance to watch it. I wanted to watch it, but I just didn't get a chance to watch it. But any of y'all check it out?
I popped in real quick. I don't like being in huge streams like that, so I wasn't in it for long. But, I mean, she seemed to have a grasp on it, man. Like, she was pretty good at streaming. I would say she was better than Logic was on his first few streams. So,
oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, she has some good personality, and I think she played the game prior to this as well, so she kind of knew what she was getting into. And, you know, I can see that why it got so much attention. I think it's dope, though. The initial reason for doing it, though, I don't think they executed it that way, because like I said, like B said, I don't think this encouraged people to go and really vote. This is more so, oh, AOC's playing Among Us with, you know, some of my, if they're fans of the other stream, some of my favorite streamers. This will be fun to watch. And it was. Like I said, I didn't watch a lot of it either, and then I went back and watched some of the VOD later after the fact. But I don't know if it does encourage people to go and vote. That's a success. But I mean, me watching it personally, I was like, this isn't gonna make me want to go vote any more than I did before. I think they could have just either A, kind of pushed it a little bit more, because I don't think they really pushed it as much as they probably should have in between games or something like that, or had somebody who was, I guess, moderating the stream have some kind of like, you know, bumpers or something like something there to kind of really like reiterate, hey, we're here to have fun, but this is really why we're here, to kind of, you know, or something like a web link to say sign up for here and you can like play with us, something like that. Like instead of getting these big streamers, they could have had actual people who could have been potential voters to play. I think that would have encouraged people to want to go and vote, because like, wow, I share an experience with, you know, this congresswoman, and, you know, I think it's really dope, and I think I'm going to go vote now, because, you know, I can see that, you know, there's people who are down to earth who are in Washington and doing this and that. So I don't know.
I think the thing about getting the big streamers, what I like about it is that it's not just her. It's now people like Pokimane, people like H Bomber Guy, because
yeah,
big streamers are, you know, big content creators are called influencers for a reason, because they influence the audience to do certain things. So even though they may not have touched on, you know, like vote before and after the stream, I feel like it's probably been drilled in by streamers like Pokimane. You know, her saying like, I'm going to be on AOC's stream, we're going to talk about voting, and just getting that, planting that seed in the viewers' minds about voting. And also, I think it's worth considering that we aren't at very what's the word I'm looking for? We aren't at an age where we're easily influenced by people. So I think that's why we already kind of knew what we were going, like, we were like, yeah, we gonna vote already anyway. So we ain't even think about the shit like that. I feel like, I hope so.
You hope so, but there's probably is some people who don't know or are on the fence about it. So I'm just thinking, like, if that was their goal, like, I think they could have just tried to execute it more. And maybe, like I said, I don't know, because I don't watch all these other streamers, so I don't know if Pokimane and everybody else was out there doing that prior. But I think the you got to strike when the reason why, if that specific stream was, we need to push this initiative of people to go vote and not just go play a game and say, hey, yeah, well, this is the reason why we're here. Like, just a little bit more to it, I think, would have gotten the point across. But it was still a dope
looking
stream. Yeah, but it was still a dope extreme, and she had a really good personality and energy. She seems like a really, like, down-to-earth and chill person. She had fun playing the game. You could tell she was really excited and happy to be there. So I think it was a good all-around energy at the end of the day. So hopefully it does, you know, push people to want to go and vote more, or if not that, maybe she has a career in streaming in the future. But politics don't work out. Maybe that. Maybe she set herself up for a nice little streaming deal.
I mean, who knows? She could do it.
Right?
Stream looked good. She did a great job.
Like, I feel like I get what y'all saying, and she talking about voting enough, but it's like, people really hate long-winded PSAs nowadays. Like, people's attention spans is too short to really sit there and just listen to her talk about voting for like an hour and some change. That wouldn't, like, people would have stopped listening a lot quicker than
not that. Just like little between games here and there, like, hey, you know, pop up a link or like a promotion of something, then get back to the game. Not sitting, we're gonna talk an hour about voting. I wouldn't want to sit and watch that either. So yeah, just like here and there, instead of just like saying, okay, we're gonna play the game.
T-shirt that said vote or die.
So here's what here's what I'm noticing. She does have a little picture behind her that says iwillvote.com. It's very hard to see in the, you know, small streamer, you know, camera box. Yeah.
Where?
It's on the... It's right over her. It's right over her. It's real small. Left shoulder.
See, that's what I'm talking about.
So also, I was reading on the article that she was encouraging people to vote, or she was saying, like, I'm going to vote early, as she would emphasize that point as she was deciding on who to vote for in Among Us as the suspect. So she was laying down some subliminal messages from what I was reading.
I think it's nice. Kevin supports and appreciates this move.
I definitely.
Oh, yeah, it's a good move. Yeah. It's definitely a good move, yeah.
But I see what Willie's saying, too, to hammer it a little bit more.
Do a little bit more. Just a little bit more to get the point across. Not too much, but I think she could do a little bit more. But I think she was just so into playing the game. I think she just wanted to play some Among Us, and she just found a way to parlay it into this. Real talk, I think, because she had a lot of fun. She had a lot of fun playing this game. Like, a lot of fun, you can tell.
So look, I ain't mad at it. I'm Bloodbath, and I support this message.
But I do think getting, like, random people would have been tough. You know what I mean? You just don't know what the people are going to get on and say. And she would not have gotten 439,000 viewers with people like me on that bitch. You know what I mean?
Right. Wouldn't have been the same.
So, man. Right. Shout out to her. And you know, maybe she'll do it again.
Yeah, maybe.
I think with the turnout, I don't see why she probably wouldn't, like, at least one more time before the election. I don't see why she wouldn't do it.
Yeah, man.
What if she did a 24-hour stream?
Oh, hell no.
She
got too much going on.
She got too much shit going on for her to.
Then she gonna get back and she gonna go back to watch. Are you done with your little Twitch shit?
Politicians
are gonna go in on her, yo.
When I was watching it, before I was watching it, when I heard about it happening, I was just like, yo, them political ads about to get that ass, boy.
Right?
Wow, Washington AOC. She's playing video games.
Killing and being an imposter. She's an imposter in Washington. Do not vote for AOC.
Yeah,
like, come on, like, all they gonna spend that shit, like,
you
real
want
quick.
Them playing games with your tax money. Like, yeah, I can. Right. Saw that shit.
See, yeah. Hey, Air, you can see how they gonna flip that.
Exactly. Yeah, she's a murderer and she lies about it.
What else has she lied about? Her tax plan.
Oh shit!
How she feels about her people.
I was definitely thinking about that.
Lord.
Yeah,
they gonna say something about it.
Yeah, shout out to her.
So, B, I put that link to that other boxing game. It's only like 57 seconds, but they confirmed that they got over 50 licensed boxers. They got WBO, they got magazines. And I saw recently, as of a couple weeks ago, apparently they got Tyson confirmed for it too.
What's the name of it?
Esports Boxing Club.
Esports Boxing Club.
And it's a game, you said?
Yes, it's a new boxing game.
I see.
I'm assuming
it's going to hit what, next gen?
Oh, yeah. It's still in development.
I wanted to see, like, some fighting. Like, I wanted to see, like,
I mean, it's in development still, so they ain't gonna probably.
But the actual the clip they show you is in-game footage, and that clip looks amazing.
It does. It does. Yeah, this shit does look freaking real as hell. Damn. All
right. All right.
Man, been wanting to fight night. CPU. CPU cup.
Don't you start with that shit, BZ. We don't even know yet.
Boxing style CPU. The new CPU game.
Yeah. He hates on my CPU cup tournament so much because he don't like Smash, man. It ain't even like...
Did you do wrestling for CPU cup? Dude. What if you did... Like Armageddon Hell in the Cell matches for CPU Cup.
It all depends because they be wilding too.
Granddad, what you think of Rain and Rambo gameplay?
Them motherfuckers look insane. Yeah,
man. Rambo's
Rambo look crazy. And they got his little nuances, the little shit he did in the movies, like the little slide trip and then the elbow and the shit. Yep. And like the fatality is from the actual movie. I'm like, they did their homework with this shit.
They did. They really did.
Rambo.
I can't wait to see what Melina her.
Oh, they're going to save her for last for a reason because they know everybody been waiting for her. Yeah, so they're going to definitely save her for last.
Well, I'm looking forward to seeing her gameplay next.
Yeah, but it's like it's going to be the strongest combat pack, three DLCs that they've had so far. Because Rain looks dope. So far I played with Rain and Rambo easy. I like that Rambo's not a zoner. He's more of a grappler. Pressure character, which is dope. But he does have the zone. He does have the traps and he has the other stuff like that. But you could tell most of his damage comes in when he's getting in close and just...
Because he's trying to stab you up.
Right, stabbing you up with that knife. Oh.
Yeah, Rambo looks dope. Again, I'll be playing this game, but Rambo looks dope.
It's definitely going to be streaming some MK11 when that drops.
When is it dropping?
The 17th.
Okay.
Speaking of drops, Apex. I don't know if y'all heard, but the new Warden of Discreet is that season 7 is coming sooner than we thought, like early next month type soon.
Because season 6 just happened.
Yeah, I know, but
feels like it just came out.
The battle pass. They changed it to end in like 14 days now. It was like 21-30 days, like a week ago. I promise you, it was a longer. Last like a couple of days ago when I checked, but now they knocked down to 14. So like it's ending sooner. So that means they're ready for the season 7 rollout, which probably means the Switch version is done. And they're supposed to be having a new map and a new character. So
yeah, that new character because they in the firing range, they'd be sending those little messages. That little, I think she's like Australian or something like that.
Yeah, but they got a lot of they put a lot of teases out for Apex. So
yeah, man. Yeah, Rambo looks he like he's gonna be dope.
Yeah, that's dope. I saw that the new event, they're going to have the wall running officially. And hopefully it's just with like the Revenant joints. I hope they don't throw it out to everybody because that's going to upset me.
It is. Because the producer said that it was just for the limited time mode. It's not a permanent thing. They said that they learned from Titanfall that like people would get tired of it after a while.
Mm-hmm.
But as of right now, they don't have any plans to make it a permanent thing for any legends. But who knows? Maybe they could change their mind. I think it would be cool if like one or two legends.
Yeah, maybe like a Pathfinder or something.
Yeah, like as a passive ability, build a wall run. I think that would be dope. Especially somebody like Octane could benefit from that.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Octane would be dope with that.
Yeah, man. But I ain't trying to be. Doing all that shit. I used to get fucked up. Let's see. We will holler at y'all in 60 seconds if you are not a subscriber. If so, we ain't going nowhere.
Y'all ready? The one gotta go?
Ready, I think.
Yep. Here we go.
All right, this week's one gotta go. I promised it would not be food again this week. Even though I think the last week's plain foods, I don't think that one was that bad. Y'all might disagree, but I can do what you want. This week is schoolyard games, like the recess games and shit like that. So I'm saying you're going to choose which one of these games could go. All right?
Okay.
You ready?
Yep.
You got dodgeball, foursquare, kickball, and good old-fashioned tag. Run through it again.
Foursquare. Yeah. Yo. Get that shit out of here, yo.
Foursquare is elite. Foursquare is the safest game on my list besides dodgeball.
Nigga, that's why, nigga. No, look.
Foursquare gotta go.
Schoolyard games, you gotta, it's the chances of getting hurt makes it more fun. Dodgeball, kickball, tag, bruh.
Man, look. I used to love tearing people up in dodgeball.
Dodgeball was the shit, yo. Man. Dodgeball was the shit, yo.
Right. I would immediately, we used to immediately get like the most non-athletic people out first. Like, he bullshit. We're going to get them out. Oh, she bullshit. Get her out. Get her out. Get we used to get all the, just the non-athletic, just can't do shit people out. And it come down to like the last two or three people, you know, like, all right, cool. It's just us now. Like, yeah, dodgeball was shit. Kickball was a shit too. I used to be super competitive in kickball.
Yeah. Oh my. I see people saying tag is trash. Think about tag is tag gets your exercise game out, you know? And if you play tag the right way, tag can be fun as fuck. Tag can be fun. Right?
Yeah. All variations of tag count, but I'm really confused. Right. Foursquare is the shit. Like, I don't know what's up with y'all.
I wasn't big on Foursquare.
I didn't care about Foursquare either.
I fuck with Foursquare. The long way, so Foursquare not going for me.
Look at this shit.
I might have to go. Because kickball not going nowhere.
No, kickball ain't going nowhere.
You got the most.
Nigga, this looks terrible already.
This is hardcore Foursquare.
Hardcore Foursquare. This is
the Foursquare championship right here.
Look at this shit. Ain't nobody trying to play this bullshit.
Foursquare is not elite. Give Foursquare the
Foursquare is elite.
You just proved the point right there even more.
Them niggas is whack. That's not it. Foursquare.
No, this game is whack.
Give Foursquare the Foursquare fuck out of here, man.
They just suck. That's the problem. Oh, you know, I don't give a fuck. Y'all know.
Bruh. You're so goofy, man. I don't got it, dude. This game is so trash, yo.
Yeah, Foursquare is elite.
Nigga, you know what? Foursquare is the game that the niggas who suck at dodgeball play.
Right, oh, right.
Shit. Niggas who know that Foursquare is elite. I ain't got to keep explaining myself.
Nah, nigga, it's not. It's never been elite.
Foursquare is not elite.
I knew that shit was going to look funny. It was going to be no Foursquare video that looked dope.
It's a whack game. You saw how quick we said Foursquare. I was
confused.
Nigga, everybody said Foursquare unanimously.
I really thought y'all was gonna be mad about tag or something.
No, nigga. Man. I would play tag a million times before I play a game of Foursquare.
I legit found a Foursquare championship league. Hold up. We about to get some real Foursquare.
Foursquare gets intense. Y'all niggas is just some haters.
Hey, man. Y'all
found a way to hate on this without even saying that y'all hated this. Like, that's what's crazy.
Hey, it's man. Like, one got to go, right?
I say, this list trash. Y'all ain't even called a list trash. Y'all just found a way to discredit.
Look, man, we didn't call your list trash. We didn't even call it trash.
We just said Foursquare was trash. The list wasn't trash. We just said Foursquare is trash.
We didn't even say this a bad one got to go.
Y'all didn't talk none of y'all usual shit. Y'all just said, nigga, fuck Foursquare and then ganged up on that game.
Foursquare is intense, bro. It is nothing but cheeks. Foursquare is nothing but cheeks.
Foursquare is good. I don't give a fuck what y'all niggas talking about.
It's cheeks, dude.
Foursquare is fun. Nigga, you act like it was girls in dodgeball.
They're probably watching.
Yeah. Okay, you could be watching Foursquare and not this clip.
If I had to pick one guy to stay, it would be dodgeball.
They're just uppercutting the ball.
One guy to stay, it might be kickball for me.
It's dodgeball. It's
dodgeball. Dodgeball, easy.
I'm going to say dodgeball too. Whenever I used to kick and kickball, my ball would go like straight up. It would just be like, boop, pop up.
Yeah, I'd rather just play baseball.
Boop, pop up.
Yeah, they go run right for that. Caught. I didn't even get to leave home plate and shit. Yeah. I had the fucked up Nikes. The ball didn't go where I wanted it to and shit.
Yeah, I used to love it.
So in conclusion, fuck what these niggas be talking about.
Foursquare is no. It's Foursquare the fuck out of here.
Hey, yo, man. Next Dead End Sports.
Foursquare is Dead End Sports.
Dead End Sports versus NDR. Foursquare.
Foursquare? Bullshit. Nah.
Let's go, bro.
Yo, that's going to be the funniest video in the world.
Watch that stream, bro. I'll watch the shit out of that.
No. Y'all might need to sprinkle me into that game, too, so I can show you how it's done.
Oh, no.
It could be a whole crossover event in the Dead End Extended Universe.
Oh, shit. I'm down. To watch.
Nigga, let's get a dodgeball game, then holler at me.
Right.
Nigga, y'all, First, you saw them niggas play basketball. You think they're going to be able to dodge a ball?
No, that's the point. You don't win. It's easy dub. Easy dub.
I'm going to be able to catch it. I'm going to be able to catch the ball.
I don't know if you're going to be fast enough to catch all them ankle shots. Because niggas
throw. Right. We ankle shotting, fam.
Niggas throw low. Right.
And then if you get a tag team situation with somebody throw at the ankle, you try to catch it, then they hit you right here. Boom. One high, one low? Nah, fam.
Y'all ain't that damn good. Nah, this
you know, what? See, he's gonna be easy again. He's gonna be easy again with this
y'all,
shit.
Y'all, it's not, y'all, it's
always
not
saying this good. Stuff. He always sees setting himself up for multiple failures, yo.
Y'all, it's not that damn good to be.
We don't have to have a damn triathlon or a decathlon of games. A decathlon of games is just embarrassing.
We're gonna have a whole dead end Olympics.
We're gonna have to have dead end Olympics.
No.
Because y'all really don't understand.
Y'all don't understand, yo. They don't.
Y'all not that good at dodgeball. Okay. What's the question, Dave?
Y'all done pissed BC off. What the fucking question is, bro? All right. So first question comes from Mike Rich. You know, you hear his name all the time. He asks a lot of good questions. His question is, what is the worst video game world to end up in? And I'm going to say BZ's favorite video game world to end up in, the world of Dead Space, because fuck that shit.
What he said.
So you said, what's the worst?
The worst video game world to end up in.
Somewhere.
Even within for me.
Maybe
even
like Doom. Doom. Oh, Doom.
Doom.
Doom. Doom. Nah, easy. Fuck that. Change
you in hell. You literally in hell.
Yeah.
I say evil within.
I'm going to.
Wait. Didn't your crazy ass just say you could live there a couple weeks ago, though?
I don't remember.
Yeah. That's exactly. I can live there. It's no problem.
Beezy said, "I got the evil within me, nigga. I got it. It's fine."
I expected you to say somewhere soft and gushy, like Parappa the Rapper or something like that.
Kirby's Dreamland and shit.
Nah, I knew Parappa the Rapper.
Parappa the Rapper. That's hip hop. That's hip hop.
That was my answer for the video game world to live in a while ago. Somewhere safe.
Mm.
Now, Raccoon City and Resident Evil would be probably my number two outside of Doom, because I don't know.
That's bad, man, but just close the door.
Nah, fam, nah.
That's how I always feel about zombies. Just close the door.
Okay, Mr. X, what if Mr. X breaks through your damn door, then what?
Mr. X got targets. Like, he don't want
nigga, you. And what if you a target?
You probably not.
How you know?
You probably not. Chances are. Statistically.
Nigga, whatever, nigga. Statistically. Nah, that's bullshit. Nah.
Don't go to the police station.
If Mr. X won't come see you, he gonna come see you. Nigga, door or not.
He's racist and he don't hate the blacks.
I ain't scared of no zombies, man. I ain't never been scared of no zombies.
Bro. Okay, but you got liquors, you got all the other shit that's out there. It ain't just zombies.
Don't go to the police station. They homebodies.
They out in the streets.
They pass.
Man. Whatever.
Well, fuck. I'm going to go to the police station. Excuse
me? No, don't go to the police station.
Oh.
Shit. Yeah. Stay your ass at home. And hope they don't nuke your shit. You know what I mean?
And then, at the end of the day, they're going to blow up the city anyway, so you dead anyway. So you want to stay there or no?
That is pretty bad. I don't know, man.
For me, I agree with what y'all said, but my backup answer is also Gotham City. That's another worst place to be.
Gotham City
is another terrible place to be. I don't understand why people would still move to Gotham knowing how bad it is. So that's always my backup answer. Terrible places to live. Gotham.
That's true.
Yeah.
No, imagine, like, you understand how good your insurance got to be to live in Gotham? At any given moment, your car can get destroyed by that.
Just live in the suburbs. They got burbs over in Gotham.
It is a nice part of Gotham, unless you Bruce Wayne. Like, I don't know where the Gotham elite live, but it's obviously not where
it is. In the city. Hell no.
Anybody who lives in Gotham, you a different type of person.
They probably live near Asylum and shit. That's in the suburbs and outskirts.
It is. You're right.
Mm-hmm.
Shit, I'm good. All right. I'm trying to see where our next question is going to be.
Keep talking about Gotham if you need to keep
stall, please.
Another thing I don't like about Gotham is your city is horrible if it needs that many superheroes. Kind of like New York. New York has the highest population of superhero per borough that I've ever fucking seen in my entire life.
Sometimes heroes need a day off, but nigga, I'm tired. They can go call Spider-Man.
They don't get days off because Gotham has Batman, it has Red Hood, it has multiple Robins, it has.
Yeah, but see them all them niggas in the same world and realm, and they know each other. You know what I'm saying?
It ain't like the same fucking city. That don't.
But it ain't like it ain't like, you know, okay, Spider-Man and then Fantastic Four and Avengers and all the niggas. Hey, they don't, you know what I'm saying? Like, maybe they owe each other, but they don't, like, you know,
nigga,
it's different.
New York.
It's different.
New York, I don't think New
Look,
York.
Batman's at the top of that family tree in Gotham. All the niggas got spawned from Batman. All right? But that's so it's different.
They, like, just because they be having communications together, like, they,
no, Batman birthed all them niggas. Radios. Batman birthed all them niggas. That's the
they
thing.
They on Bat saying. Radios. They become
right?
All right. So, I got the question. I got it. It is a, it is another one gotta go. It is from the Black Rambo. And the Black Rambo says serial killer weapons. Leatherface's chainsaw, Jason's machete, or machete, Candyman's hook, or Freddy's glove.
Mm.
Ooh,
that's good. Man. That's a good one.
That is.
I'm gonna say Jason's machete because Jason's best kill was with the sleeping bag, and he didn't use the machete at all.
Yeah, but you got to, I feel you, but you got to,
so we got to pick our, pick the best weapon.
I'm picking one got to go.
Oh, pick, one got to go.
Yeah.
Gotta go.
Yeah.
What are the weapons again?
Chainsaw, machete, hook, dagger, glove. And that's Leatherface,
Freddy,
Jason,
Freddy,
Candyman.
Freddy and Leatherface are staying easy. Freddy and Leatherface are staying easy. So what's between Candyman and Jason right now for me?
I would say, man, I'm going to say, I'm going to say Jason, just freak. I guess based off, because that's my least favorite, like, movies out of all those.
The,
like,
Jason movies?
Yeah. Like,
I'm just trying to think of how they utilize.
They were the corniest, so I'm going to go with yeah. Jason.
I'm also trying to think of how they utilize.
Rid of Black Man. I'm not getting rid of Candyman. He was in the hood. He was in the projects of Chicago.
He was murdering.
I'm not getting rid of that bloody hook.
You're right. Look, I was thinking because Candyman was big because being up in Gary, I was born in Chicago, so we was heavy on Candyman. We fucked with Candyman, like, you know, he was our nigga, even though he killed everybody. Mm-hmm. So I'm gonna have to go with Jason too, because the machete is just like, you know, I mean, yeah, he killed folk with it, but he didn't have to. I think it was like fucking 6'9", 300 pounds. Nigga, he didn't even need that shit.
Knocking dude's head off and shit. He ain't need a machete for that. That's like kind of kill.
But my Freddy needed that fucking glove because he was like, you know, he was a buck 20 something wet. That was part of him. And Leatherface needed, I mean, the chainsaw, I mean, come on now.
Iconic.
Right? No, he was creative with that chainsaw. So yeah. Candyman can say.
I mean, we got to go.
Jason can go.
My answer, because I don't watch horror movies, so I don't have any of the attachment that y'all do to these people or their weapons. I think a chainsaw and a machete got to stay, just off the reach of those weapons and the versatility of those weapons. They have to stay, obviously. Now it's down to the hook and the bladed glove. A hook. How long is this hook? I don't know, guys, but how long is this?
It's not super long. It's like a nice little handheld joint, probably about that long. And they like a massive hook, but it gets the job done. He got the job done.
It's like a Captain Hook hook. It's not, it's not super long.
It's not crazy.
I would choose, I feel like that is might be more useful than a bladed hand glove. Because think about this. There's so much stress on each finger on this bladed hand glove that, like, if you deflect, like, does he come at you with the whole hand? Because then next, you can never make a fist with that. That's never going to make a proper fist. It's just not as usable as a hook. So there's just so many downsides of having blade connected to individual fingers that I don't see that making sense in my head personally. So I got to say, that's got to go.
You put a lot
again,
of
Kevin doesn't care about horror movies, so.
Yeah, but we talk about, because you don't watch horror movies. We're talking about Freddy, who is pretty much dead already, and he's burned to a crisp charred, so I don't think he give a fuck about hurting his fingers at this point.
But we're talking about you using it. Do you give a fuck about hurting your fingers?
Well, nigga, like, them blades is pretty sharp. Like if you, like, that's a good foot for the, if you hit the right spot, hit the gut, you know, slit the neck, nigga, I mean, that's easy.
What if you fuck around just trying to pull your pants up? Next thing you know, you can cut your ass off.
Well, nigga, you gotta practice that shit. Nigga, take it off. Take the glove off. It's removable.
That was something I did think about
as being a weakness of the glove, that it can be removed like easily. I feel like, I guess you can kind of try to ball up your hand.
Nigga, you can drop the machete, the glove, drop the shit. What you mean? All that shit can be removed in a way.
Yeah, but I don't know.
You can run out of gas on the chainsaw, nigga. You fucked. Metalface fucked. Run out of gas, it's a wrap.
Yeah,
you can throw that bitch at him, and if he misses, it's a wrap.
He did that shit before. I remember Texas Chainsaw Massacre 3D. It's like, whoa, it's coming at me. That goofy ass shit. All right, good question, Black Rambo. Good question, Mike Rich. That's the questions. Instagram, Discord, Twitter, Reddit. That's it.
All right. Well, cool. Well, before we get up out of here, me and Mugga 11, what you got going on your channel?
Old School Saturday is Symphony of the Night. Phasmophobia is tomorrow. And the rest, we'll figure it out.
What about you, Granddad?
Actually, right after this, because I didn't stream earlier today, so I'm going to do it right after this. I'm going to play some Doom Eternal, the ancient one. So holla at your boy if you want to do that.
Hit the Granddad at night stream.
I see. Right, that nighttime stream. You know what it is. And then tomorrow for Fighting Game Friday, I'm upset I didn't do it last week, so I'll play some MK9 in the spirit of the new Mortal Kombat characters coming soon.
Okay.
You got to do some more Ghosts, of course, too, at some point, BZ. Yeah. So hopefully we can get that in. And then going into early next week, more Nier Automata.
You said, I'm free tomorrow night.
You could probably do tomorrow night too.
Yeah.
So either tomorrow night or Saturday, and then so we'll figure it out. But more Ghosts definitely this weekend on the Stead and Dink Gaming channel.
All right. What about you, Bloodbath? What's going on? We'll hold it down.
I got two more episodes out. Tell me what y'all think. All right, people who actually listen to my show, five of you and your friends. Do y'all prefer when I separate the news and actual bad reviews? I've been separating them the past two episodes. Hopefully, I know I said they don't like it. I got a review of King versus Queens dropping because I better record it like right after this. So that's good. That was a really good event. I really enjoyed that. Also, we're getting our own podcast channel. Instead of being on the Dead End channel, we'll have our own feed with just our show. We're going to start using that next month. So you'll have a one-stop shop for everything, so we're not clogging up the Dead End feed with everybody else's stuff and saying it was just us. What else? I got some more stuff in the works for the show. I got some good changes coming, but that's really it for right now. Oh, also this weekend, catch me and whoever else from the cast can make it. This Sunday, catch us hosting day two of the HBCU Call of Duty tournament, the HBCU Battlegrounds tournament. Should be a good look. My team, Morehouse, going to be in that hoe. So
don't forget about Foursquare.
I will always ride or die with my game Foursquare. I fuck with it.
Nigga, if you don't take this bullshit off the screen, somebody's trying to watch this shit.
Oh shit.
Yeah. The moral of the story is play Foursquare. Look, this nigga lost his whole shoe, bro. Like, you can't tell me
this shit. They overacting this shit so much, nigga. Nigga, just hit the ball.
You don't play.
They got the power of anime and God on this side.
Right? They be like, they're doing Naruto poses and Dragon Ball Z dodges and shit. Nigga, if you don't sit your ass down and hit the ball.
Yeah, man. I'm still going to be playing Zelda. If I do stream, yeah, it would definitely be with Granddad, and I might do a 2K stream. And that's it. I think that's pretty much. Oh, Kevin said, catch me. I'm gonna be hosting this Sunday, so that should be pretty dope. That should be fun as hell. And also, we're gonna have Majestic. She's gonna fill in for me these next couple of Dead End Gaming episodes.
You'll be there Sunday too. She's supposed to be hosting as well.
Yeah, she's gonna be hosting as well, but she's gonna be on the upcoming Tuesday's episodes, Dead End Gaming episodes. So
yep,
we'll have Queen Energy up in here. We probably have her and then Tyler be on. So be on the lookout for that. Shout out to Majestic. Thanks for filling in. And I think that's it. That's it, man. That'll do it for this week. So as always, thank you guys for listening. Thank you guys for subscribing. Wherever you get your podcasts, please tell a friend, tell someone else, tell more people about the show and about us streaming. And we're going to try to game some more too on the Dead End Gaming channel too. So make sure y'all be on the lookout for that. But until then, we see y'all next week. Peace.
Peace.